So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding the Mishnah's halach of Mitzayru Shehikr Bashamay Lefnei Zmanoi Bachutz. Potter. If Mitzayru brought his Karban Hashem outside the Hazara, before the 8th of his Tahara, he's not liable, because as Rashi explains, Sheim is Kabban Bifnim, Loi L'Cheva, V'Loi L'Nadava. The Hashem is not fit to be brought in the Hazara at all. Not as a Cheva, because it is Mechus Zman, before the 8th day, and not as a Nadava, because an Hashem cannot be brought by Nadava. Rav Chilki Bar Rav Tuvi qualifies the above halacha with the following distinction. He's only potter for shchut echutz if the asham atzer was shechted lishmai for the sake of a karban asham, because an asham lishmai lefnei zmanai is not ro love b'fnim. However, he is chayev for shchut echutz if the asham atzer was shechted shaloi lishmai for the sake of a different carbon such as an oila, because an asham shaloi lishmai lefnei zmanai is ro love b'fnim, because an asham shaloi lishmai is kasher. The Gemara asks, if so, lishmai nami nechayev, hoil v'ro l'shaloi lishmai b'fnim, why don't we use the concept of hoil? He should be chayev for shchut echutz even for an asham lishmai lefnei zmanoi, because it is ro love b'fnim, since if this asham would be shechter shaloi lishmai, it would be kasher. The Gemara explains as follows. Asham lishmai mechusa akira. One needs to specifically change it from asham to oila. But without akira, the carbon is by default an asham lishmai. And an asham lefnei zmanoi, it's not ro love b'fnim. And therefore, b'chutz pater. However, ashem shaloi lishmai ain't a mechus akira. Since he did change it from ashem to oila, it is an ashem shaloi lishmai, which is always ro love b'fnim, and therefore b'chutz chayev. Rav Huna, however, disagrees and holds ashem etzer shaloi lishmai lefnei zmanli b'chutz pater. He's pater for shchut echutz even if the ashem etzer was shechted shaloi lishmai, because v'chiyesh lecha davish ain't a kasha lishmai v'kasha shaloi lishmai. Since an Asham Mitzvah Lishmai is Befnim Pasel, because it's Lefnei Zmanai, even an Asham Mitzvah Shalai Lishmai is also Befnim Pasel. And since it is Befnim Pasel, it is Bachutz Pater, because it is not Ro Lov Befnim. As Rashi explains, Rav Huna holds that the Alocha of Kalasvachim Shalai Lishmai Ksherin, that an Asham Shalai Lishmai is Kasher, is only Bezmanai when an Asham Lishmai is Kasher, but not Shalai Bezmanai when an Asham Lishmai is Pasel. The Gemara proceeds to apply this machlokes to an apparent contradiction of two brises. In one brise, Tana de Beir Levoi, Yochol Shani Moitzi Af Asham Metzayra, we would think that one is not liable for an Asham Metzayra Bachutz. There the pasuk states, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael Asher Yishchad Shor Kesev Eiz B'Machna, Shor Mikom Makom, Kesev Mikom Makom, Eiz Mikom Makom, to teach that one is liable for an Asham Metzayra Bachutz. The Gemara assumes that the brice refers to a case of Shalei Bezmanai. The Asham Metzayra was brought before the 8th day, and accordingly we must say that it is Ro Lov Bifnim, because Shalei Bezmanai Bifnim Kasher. While on the second brice, Tanna B'Rib Levoi, Asham Metzayra Sheshachta Mechus Zman B'Bailam Psun. And Asham Metzayra that was Shechta before the 8th day is Pasel, apparently because Shalei Bezmanai Bifnim Pasel. The Gemara offers two approaches. Rav Dimi holds like Rav Chilkiya by Rav Tuvi and says, Kan Shalei Lishmai, Kan Lishmai. The first brayse is a case where the Asham Metzayra was shechted shaloi lishmai, and it's ro lov b'fnim, because even lefnei zmanai, Asham Metzayra shaloi lishmai b'fnim kasher. Kan lishmai. While the second brayse is a case where the Asham Metzayra was shechted lishmai, and lefnei zmanai, Asham Metzayra lishmai b'fnim pasel. While according to Rav Huna, who holds shaloi b'zmanai, Asham Metzayra shaloi lishmai b'fnim pasel, and therefore b'chutz pater, we may say that the first brayse is a case of kagan shehefrish te ashamis la'achrayis, techad menayim mi'ikara oilehi. The person set aside two animals for his carbon ashram, in which the leftover carbon is designated to be a carbon oila. Therefore, if this ashram was shechted l'shem oila, it is b'chutz chayiv, because it's ro lov b'fnim as a carbon oila. While the second brice is a case of asham etzer l'fnei zmanai, and regardless of whether it was l'shmai or shaloi l'shmai, the carbon is b'fnim pasel. The Gemara proceeds with the sources for the Mishnah's two halachas, hamala mibsar chatos, b'chutz pater. If one burned the parts of the carbon that are meant to be eaten, he's not liable for Allah b'chutz. And hayyitzik v'hapaisis v'chulu b'chutz pater. If one did any of the other avoidis b'chutz, he's not liable, because the pasuk of halal b'chutz states, ish ish, asher yalo oilo izabach. The word oila teaches, ma oila shehiru lahala av kol shiru lahala. Just like an oila is burned on the mizbech, so too this halal b'chutz applies only to the parts that are meant to be burned on the mizbech, but not to the parts that are meant to be eaten. And the word yala teaches, ma halal shehigmar avoida av kol shiru gmar avoida. Just like halal is not followed by another avoida, so too the issur chutz applies only to an avoida, such as nisach v'haktara, that are now followed by another avoida, while the above mentioned avoidas are followed by additional avoidas. The Mishnah continues with a discussion of the following six eras in which, during some, there was heter bamis, an individual was permitted to bring sacrifice on the private altar, and there was no issur shchut echutz. And during others, there was Isra Bamas, and the individual was forbidden to bring sacrifice on the private altar, and there was an Isra Shchut Echutz. Actually, Hukum HaMishkan, Mishra Hukum HaMishkan, Gilgal, Shiloh, Neve Givin, Yerushalayim. The Mishnah first discusses actually Hukum HaMishkan, Hoyu Abamas Mutaris, Vavayda Bebechiris. Before the Mishkan in the Midbar was built, Abamas Yachid was permitted, and the Avayda was done by the Bechirim, the firstborn sons. The Gemara concludes, however, that Avayda Bebechiris is actually Machlokes Tanoim in the Pasuk and Parshas Yisro before Matan Torah. Vagama Koihanim HaNegashim Al Hashem Yiskadashu, Pen Yifritz Behem Hashem. Pshuben Kircha says, HaKoihanim refers to Zu Precious Bechiris. The Bechirim were warned to keep a distance from Har Sinai. And he concurs with our Mishnah that even after Matan Torah, the Bechirim were considered Kehanim and continued to do the Avodah until the Mishkan was built. While Rebbe says that Kehanim refers to Zu Precious Nodav Aviyu, the sons of Aaron were warned to keep a distance from Har Sinai, and accordingly, after Matan Torah, only the Bnei Aaron did the Avodah, but not the Bechirim. And according to Rebbe, the Pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim, which says, V'yishlech es nari Bnei Yisrael v'yalu oilus, we must say, U'pasku. The Pasuk must be split in half. The beginning of the Pasuk, Nar B'nai Yisrael, refers to the Bechayrim who were sent to transfer the Karbanas to the place of Akrava, while the end of the Pasuk, B'yalo Eilas, refers to the B'nai Aaron who actually did the Avod of these Karbanas. The Gemara proceeds with a Braisa that elaborates on the Halachas of Karbanas, actually Hukam HaMishka. Habamis Mutaris, V'Avod B'Bechayris, and V'Eilas Shekriv Yisrael Midbar 2.5 Shet B'Nituach. The Eilu that was brought at Har Sinai required the hide to be removed and the limbs to be separated before Haktarah. The Gemara concludes, however, that this is actually a machlikis Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva in the following braisa. Shmuel says, "Klalus nemer b'Sinai u'pratis ba'oil mayid." At Har Sinai, the mitzvahs were only taught in general, and the details such as hefshet b'nituach were provided later at the Mishkan. Accordingly, oilus shekribis u'bamidbar in the 2.5 hefshet b'nituach. While Rabbi Kiva says, "Klalus u'pratis nemer b'Sinai v'nishne ba'oil mayid v'nishtal shlu ba'arves mayiv." The mitzvahs with all their details, including hefshet b'nituach, were all taught at Har Sinai. However, they were repeated in the Mishkan and repeated a third time at Arbas Mayev. Accordingly, Oila Shekribi Sol Bamidbar 2.5 Shet B'Nituach.